Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chris Carosa is back. Chris is a six-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Carosa Stanton Asset Management, certified trust and financial advisor, author of a whole bunch of books. By the way, he's also a comedian. Hamburger Dreams, A Piece of the Action, From Cradle to Retirement. And I just found out he's also an astrophysicist. I mean, the guy, that, if he, Chris, do you play an instrument? You play a musical instrument?
Yes, I play the violin.
Okay, well, see that? All right, now there it is, folks. That's what you call it, a Renaissance man. He's officially a Renaissance man. I mean, I don't even want to know if you speak another second language, Chris, because that would just be too much. I couldn't handle that. Welcome back, Chris.
Latin poorly.
Oh, come on. Give
me
a break.
Me,
you're killing me. Will you marry me? What's going on here? Hey, Chris, good to have you back on the show. He's got a new book, folks, called The Parent's Guide to Turning Your Teen into a Millionaire and How to Do It Before High School Graduation. Chris, I'm glad you're here. Congratulations on just continuing to crank out the great thought leadership. As you point out in the book, most of us don't believe that Social Security is going to be around the way we know it today, certainly when my grandchildren are ready to retire. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the big things about this book, about the research that I've been doing on child IRA, really from the beginning. Now, this book, The Parent's Guide to Turning Your Teenager into a Millionaire, is a sequel to my previous book,
right,
called From Cradle to Retirement. That book talked about the child IRA from a newborn baby on. And what I found as I've been talking to people is, well, you know, it's tough for my kids to get a job, and it is because of child labor laws. But those
increasing the minimum wage.
Oh,
Go ahead.
Those laws ease up when the children are teenagers.
Yeah.
So what I did with the sequel, which, by the way, is my first e-book. It's the first time I've done an e-book, and it's available. If you've got Kindle Unlimited, you can actually get it for free right now.
All right, where?
With Amazon. Kindle. I don't know exactly how it works, but I looked it up just before I got on the phone, and I said, whoa, if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can get it for free.
How about
okay,
that?
Fine.
Good for you.
But what I did is I answered the question that a lot of parents have is, okay, my teenagers have jobs. Is it too late to set up a child IRA?
Right.
Absolutely not. And you have to put in more, you know, you have to put in the maximum amount of money, but basically the premise is this. From 13 to by the time they graduate from high school at 18, if you put in the maximum every year, which is $6,000 a year, and I can talk more about how that works, but, and then do nothing after that, absolutely nothing after that. Don't put any more money into it, and also be a very poor investor. Earn 3% less than the average, you still end up with $2.25 million when you retire at age 70.
At 70.
So that's a head start. I mean, if you're worried about
it, so just put it in for 5 years and don't even tell them about it. Have it pop up on their radar screen when they turn 65, and they don't even know about it until they turn 65. They'll be rich when they get there. Of course, we all know that in 50 or 60 years, who knows what $2.5 million will be worth, right?
Well, yeah, right. That's why I say this is a head start.
Hopefully, your investments
would
have kept up with inflation or whatever, but it doesn't matter. That's an important thing. So could you? So that's $6,000 a year for 5 years, right?
That's right.
Could you
for
just?
Five or six
all right.
Years,
so what if you had a kid? What if you had a kid who was 17 right now? Could you put $60,000 in now and accomplish? I mean, you wouldn't get the same deduction because you can deduct the child IRA, right?
Well, you can. Well, okay. That's a good point. So you would not actually want to use the standard tax deduction on this because the child's probably not going to be paying taxes. if the teenager's only making $6,000 a year, say, you know, working a summer job or whatever right. it is, they're not going to be making enough money to pay any income taxes.
So this so would be this no would belong to them. To you wouldn't get you wouldn't get the tax deduction yourself for putting it in there. It would be their money. You'd be giving them the money, but putting it in an account for them, they wouldn't be able to. It'd be like a Roth IRA for them.
Right. Well, you wouldn't be giving. Well, you could be giving them the money, but they have to actually have a job where they earn the money. So, in other words, this can't just be a gift. They have okay. to be working, and they have to be making the money. Now, they could spend the money that they work on, and then you give them the money that, you know, makes up for the amount that they earned.
Right.
But, you know, absolutely, you don't. The kids don't want to put this in a tax-deferred IRA. They're going to want to put it into a Roth IRA. Now, mm-hmm. think about this.
But you're going to want to do this money. For them. You're going to want to do this for them because I've got grandchildren, and, you know, I can't. They're not going to be disciplined enough to do anything like this.
Yes. In fact, when I in the book talks about some of the people that I interviewed about this, the parents or grandparents, you have to actually set up the child IRA through the parent or guardian because mm-hmm. a minor child cannot enter into contracts,
right.
which essentially an IRA is. So the parent or guardian is going to have to sign for it. What a lot of parents do is they just set it up for the kid. The kid doesn't know about it. The kid has other things to think about.
Right.
And, you know, they don't think that far ahead into retirement, but the parents do, and the parents know the value of it.
But it's in their name, and when they become, at the age of majority, they can take the money out and do whatever they want to with it if they know about it?
Well, yeah, well, there are limitations on taking the money out, which is one of the good things about this, as opposed to just setting up a regular savings account from them. Because with a savings account or uniform gift to minors, custodial kind of account, the kids can take it out whenever. But with the IRA, they're kind of restricted until age 59 and a half.
Wow.
But I'll tell you this. I've interviewed four
in order for it to be taxed, the proceeds coming out to not be taxed. Is that right?
Not be taxed and not have any pre-withdrawal penalty.
Right, right, okay.
But what I found out when I interviewed the now adult children who used to have child or who had child IRAs uh-huh. when they were kids, they totally ignored them when they first were there. Like
right.
you said, the kids didn't know about it. But as they got older and as they saw the assets accumulate, all right. of a sudden their eyes popped up and they said,
right.
hey, this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And almost to a person, if you had a child IRA when you were younger, and a few people did, you're going to say, hey, my kid, I want to do the same thing.
The book is called The Parent's Guide to Turning Your Teen into a Millionaire and How to Do It Before High School Graduation. You can get it for free right now on Amazon. Quick break, right back with the author, Chris Carosa. The awesome Chris Carosa. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Dream of so I don't
have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.